Welcome to Alt Universe Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next hour, we will listen to some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. On today's installment, we will hear a clever composition inspired by two very different musical sources, The Damned and The Shirelles. Once the song was finished, the members of the writer's band knew immediately it would be a hit, while the song's actual writer seemed oblivious. For our little slice of heaven at number 7, we will hear one of the signature songs by an amazingly diverse recording artist who was equally comfortable at the Monterey Jazz Festival or on the stage at the Grand Ole Opry. Later, we will hear a song that went to number 1 on one chart but did not on another. It was originally written about the tragic adventures of a male drug dealer. After a famed British record producer heard the song, though, he practically demanded that the main character in the song be female in order to make it a hit. And finally, for our Hall of Perfection track, we will hear a soundtrack song that was a first in a number of ways. Based upon the overwhelming success achieved by this recording, it is hard to believe that this song was the first soundtrack music that the writer and artist behind it had ever attempted. But first, just as we do each week, we begin with a single that, at some point, was perched at number 40. Some of these were on the way up, some were on the way down. Some hit number 40 for a one-week peak and then were rocked off the charts. What kind of number 40 do we have today? Well, we start with a recording that featured a double-tracked bass line by session bassist Herbie Flowers, recorded that way because Walk on the Wild Side by Lou Reed featured that type of bass. Because that bass line was double-tracked, Flowers was paid £24 instead of his customary £12 for his session work on this record. The act who sang the song is a singer, an actor, and an accomplished soccer player. He once purposely failed an important set of tests in order to attend a secondary school where he would be able to continue playing his favorite sport. That same vocalist starred with Rosemary Leach and Ringo Starr in the British film That'll Be the Day, which was loosely based on the Harry Nilsson song 1941. Hey, dear, rock and roll, rock on. So, hey, did you boogie do, did ya? Hey, shout, summertime blues, jump up and down in the blue suede shoes. Hey, did you rock and roll, rock on? And where do we go from here? Which is the way? Still looking for that blue jean, baby queen, prettiest girl I ever seen. See her shake on the movie screen, Jimmy Dean.
James Dean.
And where do we go from here? Which is the way that's clear? Still looking for that blue jean, baby queen,
prettiest girl I ever seen.
See her shake on the movie screen, Jimmy Dean. Jimmy Dean. Rock on. Rock on. Rock on.
Rock on.
Rock on. Rock on.
Rock on.
Rock on. Rock on.
Rock on.
Rock on.
Rock on.
Rock on.
with a song that spent 1 week at number 40 on its way up to its ultimate U.S. peak of number 5, thanks to early spins from KPRI-FM in San Diego and WABX-FM in Detroit. That was David Essex and Rock On.
Alt-Universe Top 40.
Number 20.
At number 20, we have a song by former Genesis member Steve Hackett. Upon leaving the progressive band Genesis in 1977, Hackett began recording a solo album using various vocalists, including Randy Crawford, Richie Havens, and Steve Walsh from Kansas. Hackett was impressed with Steve Walsh's a cappella vocals in Carry On Wayward Son, and specifically wanted Walsh's voice on his composition, Narnia. After progressive stations were drawn to this track, programmers and radio promoters encouraged Hackett's label, Charisma Records, to release it as a single. However, for some completely unknown reason, the label rejected those requests. From the album Please Don't Touch by Steve Hackett, an album which featured artwork by Hackett's future wife, Kim, which inspired the toy attack scene in Blade Runner, that was a song that Charisma Records inexplicably refused to release as a single, Narnia. At the very least, we believe it would have reached number 20 in both the United States and England.
This one went to 11.
My name is John McMullen, and you are listening to Alt Universe Top 40. Now we are up to number 11, and it is a single from the early days of New Wave. It reached number 11 on the Cashbox FM album rotation chart. On the Billboard Hot 100, it reached number 21, while it peaked at number 3 in the Netherlands and number 8 in Ireland. According to the writer of the song, he was inspired to write this song by the music of the groups The Damned and the Shangri-Las. He claimed that he fleshed out the lyrics by finishing, quote, a funny little song about watching couples and wondering what the girls could possibly see in the guys, close quote. He immediately took the finished work to his band, and they convinced him that the song was a hit. Again, according to the writer, quote, everyone liked it. It was catchy, they said, and had the makings of a hit. I wouldn't know a hit, I protested, from a hole in my head, close quote.
Pretty women out walking with gorillas down my street. From my window I'm staring while my coffee goes cold. Look over there,
well,
there's a lady that I used to know. She's married now or engaged or something, so I'm told. Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight? Is she really going out with him? 'Cause if my eyes don't deceive me, there's something going wrong around here. Tonight's the night when I go to all the parties down my street. I wash my hair and I kid myself, I look real smooth. Look over there,
well,
there, here comes Jeannie with her new boyfriend. They say the looks don't count for much, so there goes your proof. Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight? Is she really going out with him? 'Cause if my eyes don't deceive me, there's something going wrong around here. Around here. But it looks good, kill. There's a man.
The song that his band knew was going to make the charts, that was Joe Jackson with Is She Really Going Out With Him.
Number 10.
At number 10, we have a song that stalled on the Billboard Hot 100 at number 72. However, it was played on enough FM stations that it became a Record World Album Airplay Flashmaker of the Week back in 1980. Thanks to support it received from WNEW-FM in New York, WBCN in Boston, and WXRT in Chicago, this particular track is not remembered as a flop single that stalled at number 72. Instead, it is remembered as a key component of the Babies album Union Jacks, reviewed this way in Cashbox. Quote, the compositions are driven by Ricky Phillips' pounding bass, Jonathan Cain's synthesizer embellishments, and the commanding vocals of John Waite. The Babies have a finger firmly on the pulse of today's FM sound, and the top tracks are The Title Cut, Back on My Feet Again, and Midnight Rendezvous, close quote. Song Midnight Rendezvous, which we believe should have been a universal top 10. Those were the Babies, who selected their name as a joke, and it happened to catch on.
Number 9.
Now we are up to a song that really did spend a week at number 9 on its way up to the number 3 slot back in 1969. It's a song whose lyrics include such poetic phrases as glibby gloop gloopy nibby nabby noopy la 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 lo lo. With such lyrics as those, one might believe that it had been derived from a children's book or something by Dr. Seuss. However, it was taken from the Broadway musical Hair that, at the time, was considered controversial and was certainly not for youngsters. The original character in Hair that performed this song was a female. However, this hit version, produced by Four Seasons producer Bob Crewe for the Jubilee label, was performed by Oliver. On his way up to number 3, he stopped off briefly at number 9 until appearances on both American Bandstand and The Ed Sullivan Show helped the record reach its number 3 peak.
Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us, twinkle below. Good morning, starshine. Lead us along, my love and me as we sing our early morning singing song.
good morning. Good morning, sunshine. So happy to be my love and me as we sing our early morning singing song. Pretty little bean, baby, love it, la 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 la.
On its way up to a number three peak, that was Oliver with Good Morning Starshine from Hair.
Alt Universe Top 40!
Modern and great should have reached number eight.
Now we are up to a song that is truly modern and great, and it certainly should have reached number eight. In fact, on some satellite channels, it went far higher than number eight, and it was played like it was a chart topper. The album that contained this track went to number 41 on the Billboard album chart a couple of years ago, and it reached number 22 in Switzerland and peaked at number 11 in Belgium. This song is of particular interest to me because I have known one of the background vocalists involved in these recording sessions since she was born. Her name is Ashley Wilcoxon, and she is the niece of Gary Wilcoxon, the co-producer of some rare and cool underground album known as The Trend Is In. And Ashley's father, Daryl Wilcoxon, is a top-notch musician with whom I have shared many performances over many years. So let's listen to Ashley and her friend Lisa Hans contributing some perfect background vocals to the song Shine On Me from the second solo album by the Black Keys vocalist and guitarist Dan Auerbach.
Shine on me, shine on me, shine.
with background vocals by Ashley Wilcoxon and Lisa Hans. That was Dan Auerbach with Shine On Me.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Now we are up to our little slice of heaven at number 7, and it is by the Baron of the Boogie, a blues and country music songwriter and pianist who was honored at both the Monterey Jazz Festival and the Grand Ole Opry. Ivory Joe Hunter was born October 10, 1914, in Kirbyville, Texas. His mother was a gospel singer, and his father was a guitarist. By the age of 13, Ivory Joe was recognized as a talented pianist. By the age of 18, he had been asked to record for the Library of Congress. By the early 40s, Ivory Joe was hosting a radio show on KFDM, Beaumont, Texas. He later moved to Los Angeles, where he recorded his own composition, Blues at Sunrise, released on his own label, Ivory Records. Based on its success on the R&B chart, Ivory Joe switched to King Records for several single releases. He then became an R&B force for the MGM label, with his single I Almost Lost My Mind reaching the top of the R&B charts. He began appearing on television by 1951. After his run at MGM, he was signed by Atlantic Records. In 1957, Elvis Presley invited Ivory Joe to Graceland. The two spent quite a bit of time singing gospel songs together. Elvis would thereafter go on to record 5 of Ivory Joe's compositions. Based on the structure of his songs and his vocal delivery, Ivory Joe also charted on the country chart. Country singer Sonny James recorded Ivory Joe's Since I Met You Baby and reached the top of the Billboard Country Survey. Ivory Joe's final album, The Return of Ivory Joe Hunter, was recorded in Memphis with a backing group that included Charles Chalmers, Bowlegs Miller, and Isaac Hayes. Sadly, though, Ivory Joe Hunter developed lung cancer and died at the age of 60 in Memphis. Our little slice of heaven today is that amazing single that Ivory Joe Hunter and MGM Records placed at the top of the R&B charts back in 1950, I Almost Lost My Mind.
When I lost my baby, I almost lost my mind. When I lost my baby, I almost lost my mind. My head is in a spin since she left me behind. I pass a million people but can't tell who I meet. I pass a million people, I can't tell who I meet. 'Cause my eyes are full of tears, where can my baby be? I had my fortune read. I hung my head in sorrow when she said what she said. Well, I can tell you people, was not so good. Well, I can your baby has quit you. This time she's gone for good.
With our little slice of heaven at number 7, that was Ivory Joe Hunter and I Almost Lost My Mind. Since our last broadcast, we have received messages from all around the world. Christy from Denmark sends warm greetings and hopes that we are having a wonderful day today. Well, Christy, we send you our best in return, and we can assure you that we are truly happy today. Blaine from Texas sent us an email and says that he heard our 7440 broadcast very early on a web SDR on his smartphone last Saturday morning. He says the static started out very heavy, but got better as the show went on. Well, Blaine, thank you for listening to us on shortwave. Jamie from the United Kingdom sent us a message on Mixcloud. She says cheers and she likes our songs and stories. Thank you for your kind words, Jamie. We hope that you will continue to like what we do. Can you hear us? If you can, please send your questions, comments, and reception reports to us in an email address to john@altuniversetop40.com. We would love to hear from you.
This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 6.
Now we are up to our bonus hit at number 6, awarded to an act that has placed 6 albums into the top 40 of the album chart. And this singer-songwriter from Illinois has certainly done that. The selection that we are going to hear today was featured in the 1978 movie FM, and it was included on the FM soundtrack, which won a Grammy Award for Best Engineered Album, Non-Classical. The album also reached the number 5 slot on the Billboard album charts and helped rekindle interest in this particular song, which never made the top 40 charts of Record World, Cashbox, or Billboard.
There's a place in a burden that only can bear. There's a place in the world for a gambler, and he sees, oh yes he sees. There's a song in the heart of a woman that only the truest of loves can release. There's a song. Thank you.
our bonus hit at number 6. That was Dan Fogelberg with There's a Place in the World for a Gambler, a song that stumbled out of the gate but was featured prominently in the 1978 movie FM and had a second life. My name is John McMullen, and you are listening to Alt Universe Top 40. Now at number 5, we have another track from the Memphis act known as Drama. You may recall that a couple of months ago, we played the song Moment to Moment, which featured the lead vocals of Susan Jerome Taylor and some lead guitar work by the ever-present Jack Holder. Today's number 5 comes from the same album, and it features the same musicians. And it remains a prime example of the kind of crisp production that was required of an album that was released in 1985. Mind Over Matter, an album track that should have been released as a single and, in addition, should have reached number 5.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 4.
Now we are up to number 4, which means we are going to play a single which charted considerably better in England than it did in the United States. This particular selection by the House Martins actually needed to do even a little bit better in its home country of Great Britain. It was a hit, and it received airplay on both BBC Radio 1 and Radio Luxembourg, but it only reached number 18 on the UK singles chart. It reached number 1 in Spain. From the album London Zero, Hull 4, here are the House Martins at number 4 on Alt Universe Top 40 with a song that missed the chart altogether in the United States.
Something's going on, changes taking place. Children smiling in the street have gone without a trace. The street used to be full, it used to make me smile. Now it seems that everyone is walking single file. And everybody hurts and shame that you
a song that should have hit number four in both the United States and the United Kingdom. Those were the House Martins with Think for a Minute.
Making changes that time and taste demand. This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number three.
Now we are up to our number three from way downtown, and today we're talking about downtown Elwood City, Pennsylvania. Dominic Iris grew up in Elwood City and became interested in music at an early age. While attending Slippery Rock State College, Dominic formed a band called the Trivilles with two other students. After playing cover songs with them for several years, Dominic formed another group called the Jaggers, which hit number two with a song he wrote called The Rapper. But the group failed to chart again, so Dominic became an engineer at a New Brighton, Pennsylvania recording studio known as G-Ree Recording. That led to a stint in the touring version of the disco group that recorded at G-Ree, Wild Cherry. After Wild Cherry disbanded, Dominic recorded an album on the tiny record label known as Midwest Records. One of the tracks from that album began receiving airplay in Boston, Cleveland, and especially Pittsburgh. MCA Records then licensed the Midwest Masters and re-released that single. It certainly should have made it up to number three. Here is Dominic Iris, better known as Donnie Iris, with Aaliyah. Our three from way downtown. That was Donnie Iris and Aaliyah.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number two.
Now we are up to our song at number two, which means that we think it should have gone to number one. And on the Cashbox singles chart, this song did reach number one. However, on the Billboard Hot 100, it peaked at number three. The song was originally written by the drummer of the Ozark Mountain Daredevils, Larry Lee. He wrote it about the tragic adventures of a male drug dealer that he had known. However, once famed producer Glenn Johns heard the song, he said, quote, "No, no, no, mate, Jackie Blue has to be a girl," close quote. The recording session was stopped, and Johns sent one of the other writers from the Daredevils, Steve Cash, out to a different room with the song's original writer, Larry Lee, in order to regender the lyrics. Of the change, Larry Lee stated, "We just knocked out some new lyrics in about 30 minutes. From some drugged-out guy, we changed Jackie into a reclusive girl." Jackie Blue was the first single by the Springfield, Missouri-based Southern rock act to feature drummer Larry Lee on vocals. With his unfamiliar full high voice, Lee sounded to rock critic Bill Mann of the Montreal Gazette like a female vocalist. Apparently, assuming the track was sung by a woman, Mann dismissed the single Jackie Blue as, quote, "an outrageous knockoff of the Fleetwood Mac sound down to the female lead," close quote. Song at number 2, which should have reached number 1 on the Billboard charts just as it did on the Cashbox survey. Those were the Ozark Mountain Daredevils and their revised lyrics about a reclusive girl, Jackie Blue.
Number 1.
Now we are up to our Hall of Perfection track at number 1, and this is a track that was, in many ways, a first. It was the first motion picture score written and recorded by its talented composer. It won that talented composer an Academy Award for Best Original Song, a first in that category for an African American. It was also the first Academy Award given to an African American in any non-acting category. In addition, this was the first time that any recipient of the Academy Award for Best Original Song had both written and performed the winning song. It was the first number one song for the Enterprise record label. And it was the first number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 that included a curse word. Sadly, it also caused one of the first arguments over what constituted the writing of a soundtrack score. At one point, the gifted composer and songwriter, who did not actually score his melodies onto musical notation paper, was told that the Academy was disqualifying his soundtrack because it could not possibly be his composition if he did not physically score the music. After friend and Academy member Quincy Jones argued on behalf of this artist that every idea within the recording came from the mind of the composer and that, in his opinion, the results of those ideas comprised the technical act of composition, Isaac Hayes was not disqualified. Number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 thanks to early airplay from WOKY Milwaukee, WKBW in Buffalo, and WHB in Kansas City. That was Isaac Hayes, and a song that some musicologists have deemed to be the first disco song ever recorded, Theme from Shaft. Well, that's all we have for today. Please be sure to join us next week for another installment of Alt Universe Top 40. In the meantime, to check out our older episodes, simply download the Mixcloud app and follow Alt Universe Top 40. Also, you can follow the links on our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. As we mentioned before, we would love to hear from you. Please send your questions, comments, or reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. For our website and email addresses, those are all lowercase and 40 is a number. Until we meet again, keep making those good-hearted changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static.